I don't see you on the phone, Dina Jo.
I don't know what's going on with Dina Jo.
Hey, Mr. A.
I don't see
our, clicker icon in chat didn't give her an invite to come in.
There you go. Try that. There you are.
Gosh. Answer the phone.
Eric saved the day. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
You're yelling at me in the chat room.
I am. I'm like, answer the phone. Hi, Tettles. Hi, Frame Mr. A.
Well, that's our Mr. A because he's on a backup account for 7 days.
Uh-oh. What happened? Who did that to my
what
friend?
What happened, A?
What happened to you?
What happened, A? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Man, I tuned into a little bit of the Beans and Weenie show yesterday. Oh, my gosh, their audio was just terrible. I don't know what was going on. You know, I don't know what was going on with it, but man, it was just all crackly and messed up.
I haven't been on Podbean since Friday.
Who got you banned, man? Who banned you up? That's crazy stuff. I'm telling you, everybody's really quick to, to jump on blaming Podbean for stuff like this, you know. But I was listening to this. I follow this weather lady, this meteorologist, and she was saying that on Friday, the sun just had a major event. The sun had a major event on Sunday, and it wasn't going to hit the Earth and affect the Earth until Saturday and Sunday, and they didn't know how long it was going to. You know, all this stuff is going to bombard us, man.
You're really good.
So I don't know. I haven't blocked you. I didn't block you.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. So
I don't know. Do they tell you? Do they say you're blocked because of this and this, or you just find out because you can't get in?
You should be able to contact them. Contact them through support. At podbeam.com. support@podbeam.com.
Yeah, because you're always, like you said, you are always respectful to everybody. Hi, Jess. Hi, PPG. Welcome.
Everybody, good morning. Good morning. Sounded like my son there for a minute. What a great day. Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. It's going to, you know, things are going to.
Is he mean to you too? He's mean to you, Tuttles. Okay, two friends, behave.
don't be mean in the sandbox. Don't be mean. As soon as I went into a room, a screen comes up that I can't call or comment. Yeah, that means you're blocked. You're blocked. Yeah. Interesting. You didn't get that when you came in here, did you? Did you get that when you tried to come in here? Yeah.
Or do you get it for all of them?
You go in. Well, you're like about the third prize, Sonda. You're like about the third person that I know of that has happened to. So I don't know.
I mean, on our show, it happened to two people that we know that we didn't block.
Yeah.
So at least that's what they're telling us, that they were blocked on us. But then it did happen because you were able to unblock them. So I don't know what is going on.
No, I was only able to unblock one. I don't know whatever happened with RMU. I couldn't find him. I was able to unblock Dark Bear.
Okay.
But how he got blocked, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Hey, electronics, man. I'm telling you. This is not a perfect world, my friend. All these electronics, all this wavelengths and stuff zipping around out in the sky. I don't have a lot of confidence in that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? I just don't know. Hey, so I got another notice today from our little friend in India, Tammy, as she posted another video. I didn't share it with you, Dina Jo, because I can't understand a word she's saying. It's all in Hindi. And I figured, well, I don't know. I guess I could still share it with you. But you know, how do you understand it? I don't know. Just see her. She's cute. But anyway, I was going through and looking at her. I went to her YouTube page. Uh-huh. And man, she's picking up some views. I'm telling you, man, her popularity is getting out there. Yeah, so we were having a conversation and talking to her. And she's back at her normal school and she's having fun. And I was telling her about our webpage. And she goes, Oh, if you need help with your webpage, let me know. And I'm thinking, I should have told her that 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So anyway, and I found out that her birthday was on Sunday, November 28th. I told her we'll be singing to her on the 29th. Mm-hmm. And she goes, okay. Told her to make sure to say hi to her mom for us. Just a cute kid.
Yeah.
I don't know what the video was. I don't know. And she sends them to me. I mean, I get a personal viewing of her videos. You know, she sends them to me after she posts them. And so I'm looking at it, you know, and apparently that's something being said that's funny to her. She's cracking up. And I'm just going, oh, okay. Well, yeah, whatever. But good times.
S-H-N-B-R-I.
Good times are going on. You know, remember the things we were told when we were growing up? Our moms would tell us, our dads would tell us, say, you know, don't talk to strangers. Don't talk to strangers. And it's like, you know, growing up, and it's like, don't get in the car with strangers. You know, I'll be honest with you. When I was growing up, I wasn't told those things because it was a different era. And, you know, and we knew everybody in the neighborhood. Our neighborhoods weren't nomadic, if that's a word. They weren't in and out. Everybody, you moved into a neighborhood, you stayed there for you know, a decade or two decades. You know, so we all knew anybody, and don't even get in cars with strangers. We'd be out hitchhiking home from being out in the desert hunting, and we'd be getting in cars with strangers with semi-automatic rifles. You know, I mean, you know, people pulling over and picking us up. Hey, you kids need a ride? Yeah. Okay, jump in. Let's go. Where are you going? Man, you need a manager, sir. All right, I'll get you there in a few minutes.
Yeah, and you were always polite.
Yes, we were always polite and all that, you know. And when we did talk to strangers, it was always yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, you know, that kind of stuff. So, but when my kids were growing up, it was different. Stranger danger, you know, be careful and all that. Mm-hmm. But now I'm looking at today, and what are we doing today? What's going on today? Everybody's talking to strangers, and people are getting in strangers, you know, like Uber, Lyft. You know, so it's like, I guess those rules all went out the window, you know, don't talk to strangers and that, because now everybody's a stranger, really, the way the communication is. Interesting. I was just a thing I was thinking about this morning. You know, I got up this morning and the old man's brain was, you know, kind of firing on, you know, 6.5 cylinders, you know, and I was thinking, I was doing some thinking. What's that all about? I don't know.
Got a good night's sleep.
You know, as a matter of fact, I did. And I was up at 4 and I thought, you know, I'm not going to get up at 4. I'm going to get up at 5. I'm going to lay back down, get up at 5. And laid back down, fell back to sleep for about an hour and a half and got back up. Felt great. Felt refreshed. Feeling good. I think a lot of it, too, is we had another hockey game last night. And, boy, I tell you what, Grammy is so fun to watch hockey with. We're there yelling and screaming. You know, we're just having a good time. And it was a lot of fun. So we had a lot of fun doing that. And just some good times. Just having some good times, spending some time. And then she reminds me. She goes, you know we're going to be in Seaside by this time next week. I go, what? She goes, yeah, we're leaving for Seaside Sunday. Really? She goes, yep. Reservations are all been made. Everything's gone. We're set up. We're going to go to Seaside, Oregon. Leaving Sunday. Be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Come back Thursday. And yeah, so we're going to go spend our little semi-week in our Seaside vacation that we try to take every week, every year. And so that's going to be fun. Hopefully that we don't have any, you know, I was going to say, hopefully we don't have any storms coming in, but I actually like being on the coast when there is storms coming in. Cause I like seeing the storms coming in off the coast and, you know, it's windy foggy. And it looks
stormy,
nice.
You know?
The sea's a little
sea's
angry.
All crappy. Yeah.
It's kind of ticked off. Yeah.
No kidding. I told him, I warned him, because last time, if y'all were here and remember, he had awful coffee. I think the only one in the room might be Jess and Mr. A. I don't know. But he had awful Folgers coffee. I said, well, you better make sure you take your coffee with you, grind your coffee and take your coffee, because I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we had already talked about it. We had already talked about grinding up a whole bag of it and taking a whole bag of coffee with us when we go. Yeah, because I am not having that garbage coffee.
You guys this is terrible.
You know, it's funny because, I think the reason it was bad, because I was going to say it was Folgers, but regular Folgers coffee is not bad. But I had that. French vanilla roast. And I mean, that was like, oh God, that was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah, it has a weird aftertaste to it. I don't know what it is.
Yes, it does. It just has a nasty taste. So no, I'm going to grind me up some Black Rifle coffee. Make sure I have a fresh bag of coffee with me, excuse me. And hopefully our bagel shop is going to be open, because we love that bagel shop.
Welcome.
And I go in there and I get me a breakfast eagle. They call it an eagle bagel.
I hope that's open too.
Yeah, because I get it.
When you guys went last time, COVID was just kind of still really going on. It was right in the middle. So I think a lot of places were closed.
You
were down there.
Yeah. So hopefully they're all back up and running, because you can go in there and you pick your bagel. I always get the jalapeno bagel. This bagel is so good.
Jalapeno.
It's a jalapeno bagel.
Okay. goodness.
And now it's got jalapenos on it, you know, but I think I think it's got it inside the dough as well.
Some of them do, like little chunks.
Man, it is so good, and it's so cheesy. It's got this big old stack of scrambled eggs and sausage on it. Oh man, with melted cheese, and then you got that bagel. I mean, you can't hardly take a bite of it. It's so thick, but it is so good. It is so good, and I always go there looking for those things. And then we just run around and have fun looking at all the shops and everything. I'll make sure we try to visit our little Irish pub that we have there.
Fun.
Make sure we go down there and visit that. That's just a walk down the street from where we're staying. And go down there and have some scotch and, nibble on some bar snacks that they have there. That'd be fun. Grammy said she didn't want to do any bingo. She didn't want to try the bingo thing because she doesn't think it's going to be open. But we'll still drive by it's at VHF, the Veterans of Foreign Wars place. And it's fun to go in there. It's because everybody knows everybody, you know, that goes in there. And they have anywhere from 25 to 35 people come in. The first time we went in there to play bingo, we walked in and it was just like, 5 or 6 people in there. And we come in, oh, hi. And, you know, as soon as we hit the door, they knew we were strangers in town because they've never seen us before. Stranger danger. And they come in, oh, hi. We don't know if we're going to have bingo tonight or not. I go, really? And they go, yeah, because if we don't get to at least 25 people, it ain't worth having bingo. I go, well, what do you do if you have 20? She goes, we just send everybody home. I go, all right. Well, let's see what happens. The place packed out. It packed out particular night. Yeah. So it was a lot of fun. I think that was the night I won. I think I actually won a bingo that night.
And I was so excited because I never win. I never win at bingo, you know. And they were doing some kind of, you know, going down the number things. You know, if you need, you got to, if you need 20 for bingo, no 20s, 19s, 18s. You know, they start calling the number. How many do you need? And I needed 11. And so they get to my number, and they get to my number. They go, okay, who needs 11? And I'm sitting there, and Grammy goes, that's you. You need 11. And so I go, 11. I yell 11. 11. And she goes, you're supposed to yell bingo. Oh, bingo. And everybody's laughing. It was a lot of fun. I won $20. There you go. Yeah. So that's going to be
awesome. Hi, Dose. Welcome.
Fun. Yeah, get away for a while. Go up there. Yeah, we go up there. We're going to be playing a lot of Connect Four. A lot of Connect Four.
Oh, the big one. Are you taking it with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're taking the big one.
That's so much fun.
Yeah, we had a Connect Four challenge here last weekend or a couple of weekends ago. We sat there. I don't know. We were just sitting there, you know, and it was an easy, lazy Sunday afternoon. I mean, Saturday. Uh-huh. Saturday afternoon. And I'm sitting there and I go, hey, you want to play some Connect Four? And Grammy loves playing that stuff. She goes, oh, yeah, let's play it. So we sat there and played a dozen games or something like that. A lot of fun. And, yeah, it's so fun. And you know what I like about that big game is because you can look through. We set it up so you can't see your opponent, you know, unless you look through and look through the holes. And then you look through and you see him, you know. And it's fun. Yeah, that's a fun game, Connect Four. And it's even funner when you got that real big giant Connect Four game.
I mean, these things are about, gosh, they have to be almost 3 inches in diameter.
They're fun.
Yeah.
So, we'll take that. We'll take our Scrabble, play some Scrabble, and just goof off. Just have some good times.
Oh, I love the ocean.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. And, it's fun to go there and walk along the beach, and, you know, see the seagulls attacking people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully not you.
Nope. I don't take no food out there. I don't want them around me. You know, get away from me. Yeah, stinking seagulls. Yeah. And then she wants to run up the road off of 101, Highway 101 from where we're at in Seaside. She wants to head north a little bit and go up there to...
I think
it's either Newport or Lincoln City where the casinos are, because we've got Chinook Winds and another one. There's another casino up around there. She wants to run up to the casino. So it's pretty much whatever Grammy wants to do, we're going to do.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's her time. She gets to call all the shots. So it's going to be fun. Nice getaway. Got to get away, folks. You got to get away. You got to get away. Find a place you like to go visit and go visit it. Make it a yearly thing, just a yearly trip, you know. And, you know, if you got kids, you know, take your kids with you or find a babysitter for the kids and you and your partners go off and just have a weekend all by yourself. You know, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, you don't do anything. We don't I don't do anything. I'll do the podcast. We'll be doing the podcast from Seaside. But other than that, boom, no electronics. We don't do nothing. We don't do nothing. Shut it all off. Hardly watch any TV at all and just goof around and just play games, walk around, check out the sights, and have fun. Just defrag from life for a minute. You know, that's what we're going
to
do.
You need to do
as well. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Healthy. It's healthy to do that.
It is. It cleanses your soul in a way. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying, Dina, Joan, Eric? Do you guys know what I'm saying? You hear me?
Pre-COVID, my wife and I would go vanning for the weekend every 3 months. Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Asha, welcome.
Oh, that's fun.
Sure, that would be fun, huh? Now, do you guys, I mean, it still hasn't up there where you're at? It still hasn't settled down to where you can go and do that? I mean, I know your van's broken down, but.
Hi, Asha, I saw those videos you sent me. Those videos you sent me on TikTok, man. Those things are hilarious. It's Americans trying to talk British. They're making fun of the British guys.
Yeah. How did I know that you would call in this morning?
Would you like a bottle of water?
Water. I mean, that guy was funny in the videos. He was funny, but I mean, he was overplaying it a little much. You know what I'm saying?
Hi, the only crazy lady.
The video with the guy ordering the water, though, was hilarious behind the counter. Yeah.
I knew you'd like that one.
Yeah.
How come you're on it?
Huh?
Go on. I was going to say you're on early because normally you're on at 3, my time. I know we've gone back an hour. Oh, yeah, because the mic signal.
We haven't gone back an hour. We haven't gone back. We don't go back until the 7th.
Saturday or Sunday? When is it?
7th. Coming up Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah. This coming up Sunday, we go back. Yeah, so that's why. That's why. And that happened.
Get our extra hour of sleep.
That happened to us last year. You guys changed before we did. Yeah.
Look, is you know what it is? It's that bloody farmers.
Oh yeah. you know what's funny is, and every year, everybody complains about it. You know, everybody complains about this. I don't think I've ever talked or heard anybody say, "Oh yay, daylight savings time, woohoo!" You know, I don't think I've ever heard anybody. Everybody complains about it. Yes. But yet nobody's going to change
Baby. Hi, Gav.
When I become Prime Minister, I will abolish the daylight saving time.
All right. And when I become president, we'll do it here.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everybody complains about all the executive orders. You know, there isn't an executive order that any president can write that people ain't going to complain about. But I tell you what, if they wrote an executive order saying no more daylight savings time, everybody would just go outside and cheer. Yeah.
You know, they had a campaign out going this whole last year after this last one started. At the local natural grocers out here, it said how bad it is for like your heart and all kinds of stuff. That's the time most people have heart attacks and blah, 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 all kinds of different things. And it's not good for you.
I'm doing good, Dark Bear. Good to see you too, buddy.
Well, old man. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'll be back later on. I'm going to go and on my way to do some magnet fishing. So I will speak to you in a bit.
Nice. Oh, have fun.
All right, man. Well, good luck. Find some good stuff. If you find some real interesting, cool stuff, check back in with us and, you know.
I will. I'll call in when I get to my honey hole. So I'll speak to you in a bit.
All right, mate.
All right.
Take care. Bye-bye. Cheers.
Man Cave going out doing some magnetic fishing. Yeah, I think when Trump was president, he was really close to trying to do something about it. But it just lost momentum. But yeah, come on. How hard can it be to say we ain't doing it?
Yeah, I know. I can't see how it could be any more difficult if we were all on the same thing, how hard it is to change. I just don't understand.
All I'd have to do is say, we're not changing. No, we're not changing. Yeah. We're leaving it as it is. Bam, and be done with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It never makes any sense to me whatsoever.
Oh my gosh, that is long, Jay Baby. 12, 13-hour shifts. It's long.
Man, why are you guys working such long hours?
Probably, is it because you can't find people to work, or is that just...
Man. Yep, can't find people to work.
I know. I everywhere I go, there are for help signs. Everywhere I go. For hire signs.
You know, oh, same here.
For help.
Same here. Everywhere. Yeah, all over the place. Yeah.
Everywhere. Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Don't have the staff. I used to love working 410s. I loved working 410s. You know, that was so, because you end up getting a 3-day weekend. Yeah, 410s was nice. Yeah. Yeah.
It makes sense.
Except for when you become management, and then you were expected to work there all the time. You're expected to be at work all the time. Yeah.
Yes.
Because now your salary. When I was switched to salary, it was like I was always expected to be there all the time. But for me, that was a negotiating point when I went in for my when I took jobs, and they go, okay, well, we're going to pay you, you know, we're going to pay you, you know, $75,000 a year. It'd be like, no, 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 I need a little bit more than that. And I say, well, why do you need more than that? Well, because I'm going to be salary, and you're going to basically expect me to be here sunrise, all sunset all the time. Mm-hmm. And I will be, because I understand that goes along with the program. So I need you to give me a little bit more money.
Yeah.
Another thing too, when I used to negotiate my wages, is I didn't go in and ask for a net pay. I mean a gross pay. I'd always ask for net after taxes. You know, what are you looking for wages? I need $65,000 after taxes. Oh, they go, what? I go, yeah, that's what I need after taxes. So whatever you're gonna pay me, take the taxes out of it. I need to end up with $65,000 to start with.
Good
and
luck.
That's a better way to do it, because, you know, you go in and you're thinking good you're luck. Getting this nice wage, and then they take taxes out and you're short. You're going, oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. So I always and do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was quite the negotiator when it came to wages and that. And more times than not, I'd get what I'm asking.
I would.
I'd get what I'm asking. So. Because I was good at what I did. Mm-hmm. I was a good
like
no
Jay,
man.
Baby. That's why she's got this covered.
Exactly.
She's got this covered, girl. Bam.
You got it. Yeah. And then, yeah, then vacation time as well. Yeah. Uh-huh. That'd always be the next thing, you know. Well, you start off with, we'll give you a week. Now I want the full two when I start. I want the full 2 weeks. As a matter of fact, I'll now be taking my first one 6 months from now. Yeah. you got to negotiate stuff, you know. That's one thing, like talking about the NBA, you know, these guys, they get into professional sports and right away they have an agent to take care of all their stuff for them, you know. Some agent, he's going to go in there and talk and all this and that. And I remember Charles Barkley when he was playing and he goes, I ain't got no dang no agent. I go in there and negotiate my own contracts. And I thought, there you go. What do you need someone to go in there and talk for you? Just go in and do your own talking. You know?
Yeah.
And that's another thing, too. Never be afraid to go in and ask for more money. I mean, never be afraid to go in and ask for more money.
Yeah, you're worth it. Yeah.
Well,
what's the worst they can do? Say no. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Then I don't want this job, or give me this then. I don't know. Been a long time since I've done that.
And another thing you need to do while you're out there working is every 6 months you need to send resumes out. Update your resume and send it out everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's like fishing. You never know if the fish are biting until you throw the hooks out there. I'm not saying that you're looking to move. Or I'm not saying that you're looking to change jobs. But unless you know what's out there, you don't know what opportunities are out there unless you're looking. And we get comfortable in our jobs. You know, we get comfortable doing what we're doing, you know, and we forget to look. We forget to look out there for more, you know, always look out for more. I used to always encourage my quality engineers and the people on my staff. I'd encourage them to always do that. You go, well, you're trying to get rid of me? I'm going, no. I just want you to always be on the lookout to better yourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, what if I find a better job? I go, well, then good for you. You've got to continue to move and go on. I go, how do you think I got this job? It wasn't because I looked for it and I found it and I got it. And I go, you got to do that. And, you know, you get offers, and just because you get an offer doesn't mean you have to take it. You
know?
No.
Hi, Deepak. Welcome.
I got an offer to go back to work to an old company when I was that when I was working at that titanium foundry. I got a phone call, and it was the people I was working for prior to taking that foundry job. And they say, hey, we want to know if you want to come back to work. Oh, yeah. Well, what's up? What do you got going? Well, we need someone to go to Korea. And they were so pleased with my work when I went to England. I go, oh, you want me to go to Korea? Yeah. How long's the job? Oh, it'd be about a year, 2 years in Korea, just like when you were in England. I go, well, how much you gonna pay me? And they go, oh, well, we'll pay you the same amount that we paid you when you went to England. I went, nope. I need more if you want me to go to Korea.
Yeah.
They go, really? I go, yep. yes, I do. And they go, well, I don't think we can do that. And I go, well, then thank you for
nice
calling.
Talking to you.
Yeah. Hey, nice talking to you. Yeah. Because I was making more at where I was at than what they were paying me when I was in England. I was making good wages too. Yeah. So, you know, you've got to, yeah, don't be shy and don't be, bashful about tooting your own horn. You've got to. You've got to toot your own horn. You got to toot your own horn.
You really do. I wish I would have learned that when I was working, you know. I wish I would have had somebody that told me that. Because it's so true. You have to do that. You have to go in there thinking, that's my job. Not, oh my gosh, are they going to want me? Oh, you know, go in there. That's my job. I want it, blah, blah, blah. Either they're going to offer what I need, give me what I need, or they're not. And it's not the right place for me to be.
Yeah. I didn't get every job I tried for. You know, I didn't get every job I tried for,
yes,
but
I agree,
you know, it
Donald.
Didn't stop me. The ones I didn't get didn't stop me from pursuing more, you know. I go in, I was considered pretty arrogant as an inspector, but you have to be an inspector. There's got to be a touch of arrogance to you because you're always fighting production people. You know, you're always fighting the manufacturers and the production people because they want to get the job done and they don't care what corners they got to cut to get the job done and to get it done on time and save money. They're going to do it. And, you know, let's be honest, the inspectors are the policemen out on the job saying, no, you can't do that. No. And I was very good at saying no. No, because I understood my job is very simple. I just follow the codes. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't go in and it wasn't the old man telling them they couldn't do it. It was the AWS bridge codes telling them they couldn't do it.
Right. You know?
And once you explain to people that, you know, as I had one guy, I went out to on a bridge and this welder was not doing the welding correctly at all. And I said, no, you can't do that. We need to rip all these welds out and do it again. And the quality control guy was with me. I was quality assurance. I represented the guy that owns the bridge, you know. And the quality control guys represented the people building the bridge. And I said, no, you can't do that. It's all these welds have got to come out. And they go, well, you're being a real jerk, man. You know, you can't. I go, no, it's not me. It's not me. And I pulled my code book out and I go, it's this book right here telling you you can't do it right. You can't do that. This book right here. And I flipped to the page and I said, and I read it out loud to him, you know. This is how you do this. And then you're not doing it like that, are you? No. Well, then you got to do it like this. Well, yeah, but I go, well, no, there's no yeah, buts. And then I looked at the book. I opened it up to the page and I started yelling at the code book. What do you mean? What do you mean AWS bridge code? You don't know what you're talking about. What are you doing? You can't tell. This welder knows more about welding bridges than you, you stupid code book. How dare you be that? And then I looked and I went, nope, still says the same thing. It hasn't changed its mind.
Oh my
God. And they look and they go, man, you're crazy, aren't you? I go, just do it right. Just do it right, man. That's all I'm asking. Just do it right. So, you know, and that's what I passed on to my inspectors. You know, don't take things personal. I mean, you're just holding them to a code. That's all it is, you know. It's just like if you get pulled over by a cop, you know, you're speeding. You get pulled over by a cop, you know, you know why I pulled you over? Well, yeah, I guess, you know, I'm in a 60 miles hour zone and I'm doing 75. So, yeah, I'm getting pulled over for speeding, you know. Well, he's not pulling me over because, you know, I mean, he's pulling me over because I broke the rules, you know. It's not a personal thing. You just broke the rules. So,
hi, Sama. Welcome.
I used to tell my inspectors the same thing. Just hold them to the code books. And just go, and they do. And we need to be a little bit intimidating, JBB. We need to be. But the thing is, what they don't see is they might look at us and think we're intimidating, but they don't understand that we go to bat for them. You know, everybody answers to somebody. You know, and I'll get called into the office by my upper ups. And they're saying, well, this guy messed up. You need to get rid of him. No, I'm not getting rid of him. You know, he made a little bit of a mistake. It's going to be okay. We'll get through this. We're correcting it. And no, I'm not firing him. You know, you want me to fire him because you don't like the guy.
Well, you might not like him, but he's one of the best inspectors we got. So why do I want to get rid of him? You know, I mean, they don't know that we go to bat for him. You know, we go to bat for him. We fight battles for our employees, our mm-hmm. staff and our crew, you know, and it's like, yeah.
You
so,
need to be somewhat intimidating, but you still need to be approachable.
Yep. That's it. Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I had the executive vice president of the company who he answered to the president CEO, just like I answered to the president CEO. And that used to make him mad because he always felt like I needed to answer to him. He was the executive vice president of manufacturing and production. And you don't set up quality systems like that. No, the quality guys do not answer to anybody in production. They answer to the head guy at the top of the list. And that's how it was. And he used to go in and complain to our boss all the time. Well, the old man should have to answer to me. Well, no, he can't answer you because that's not how it's set up.
Welcome.
Well, he should. And anyway, he comes in my office one day and he goes, you know what your problem is, old man? You know what your problem is? I go, no, Rick, what's my problem? He says, you just don't care. You don't care what anybody else has to say. You don't listen to what anybody has to
Hi,
say.
Stinky Dad.
And you just don't care what anybody has to say to, you know, to you on that. I go, well, Rick, if you sit in here telling me that, and if you really believe that, he goes, yes. I go, what makes you think I'm sitting here carrying what you have to say right now?
Oh, jeez.
He got mad and left. He got mad and left. And as he's walking
Somebody
out,
he had a temper. They wouldn't laugh, but he had a temper. He left. Yeah.
As he's walking out the door, he go, "Hey, Rick, you want to shut that door for me, buddy? Thanks, man." But you need to stand up for yourself. You know, you need to stand up for yourself. You know, mm-hmm. be respectable. You know, be have a plan. Have a plan and know what you want to say, know how you want to present it, and go and talk to your bosses. Because a lot of people, they never get raises because they never ask for them. You know, oh, well, I'd have given you this raise a year ago if you'd asked.
Yeah, they wait. They wait for their, you know, their year, their 6 month
yearly
review or whatever. Yeah, instead of going in, I need to talk to you. Yeah, I need a raise.
Yeah, and even then, they've got a plan. They're not going to give you, you know. I had a guy, we were doing reviews and, this is at another job I had and, we're calling in an inspector and he goes, okay, well, I'm only going to offer this guy. What do you think I ought to offer him? I go, you need to give him $1 an hour raise. Oh no, I can't do that. I go, look, this guy is our number one guy. He's always here. You can call him. He drops everything. He goes on calls. He's just the best. Give him $1 a raise. He goes, No, I think I'm only going to give him 50 cents. I go, you give him 50 cents, man. I'm telling you right now, he is going to walk. No, he won't walk. He's going to walk. I'm telling you. He goes, well, I'll give him 50 cents, and then I'll give him the other 50 cents, like a quarter in 6 months and the other quarter in another 6 months. I go, all right. He goes in there, he calls him in, he does the interview without me in the room. And then the guy leaves and he's mad. And I go in there and go, so how'd it go? He goes, he quit. I go, I told you he was going to walk, knucklehead. I go, you better get on the phone right now and offer him that dollar because we cannot afford to lose this guy. It's like, come on, man. Don't play with people. Don't play with people. Just give them what they want. You know, the hardest thing I had when I was that manager, because I had 13 engineers below me, and they're all basically doing the same job, but they weren't all being paid the same. It was unbelievable. I mean, I couldn't believe how different everybody's wages were. You know, so I worked really hard and got everybody at the same pay level, you know. And one guy, I mean, I doubled his wages in a year just to bring him up to everybody else. That's how cheap they were. And my boss, fortunately for me, I had a great boss, and he would help me get these guys up to speed, you know. And so everybody was happy. And he goes, why are you working so hard to do this? I go, because if everybody's paid the same, they're all doing the same job, they're all being paid the same, no one's got anything to complain about. And he goes, oh, that makes sense. Duh. So
I really loved being a manager. I loved being a manager and helping people. I didn't think of it as I was ruling over them. I thought of it as an opportunity to help people grow and help people get what they need to live and teach. I'm a teacher. Mentoring. I love teaching people stuff. Mentoring. Yeah. Thank you, Dina Jo. That's it. Yeah. I love being a mentor. I like helping people. So it's fun. It's fun, but you need to speak up for yourselves. Speak up for yourselves. Make it, you know, we're at the end of 2021. Your plan for 2022, you know, get a little boldness in your soul and a little thicken that backbone up a little bit and start standing up for yourselves on the job and start trying to advance, get yourself advanced and go out there. We all, you know, our 2021 goals, the year's coming to an end. So all the goals we made at the beginning of the year, you know, we've either made them or just almost made them. But now it's coming time to make another set of goals for 2022. Yeah. And let's get out there and do that, you know. I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, okay, well, where am I at? Where am I at on the goals that I set for, you know, for myself? And I got to admit, you know, I pretty much got on top of everything, nailed it. I'm, you know, I'm sitting there pretty good. A lot of my goals were podcast oriented, you know.
Okay.
I had a podcast oriented, so because I'm retired, and this is basically my hobby and my job, sort of say. So I they were all kind of based on that. And here we are coming to the end of the year. You know, we got basically 2 months left. And I think that I've taken our podcast. I've met our goals. So we're moving right along. We're moving right along pretty good, you know. Had it set up to try to get us out on a lot of other outlets, get the word out. And I just completed the 16th outlet yesterday. Got a hold of another person, and we got hooked up through them. So we got 16 other outlets that our podcast is going out on, you know, outside of Podbean.
Thank you, Tony.
You know, we got it out there, and we got the web page up and going, and so good. You know, good things. You know, numbers continue to climb. Doing a good job. You know, this is the low part. It's really funny. Even in regular manufacturing and that kind of stuff, November, December, always things always take a drop.
Yeah.
Things always take a drop, you know, and it's the same thing with podcasts. You people out there with podcasts and that, if you're looking at it, you're going, oh no, our
thank
downloads
you,
are down.
So much.
Our downloads are down, and our
that means numbers a lot, you guys.
Are dropping off. And well, that's because it's this time of year.
It's the beginning of the holidays, and people are with family, and there's a lot going
people are busy.
On. And that always happens.
Yeah. And I can tell you because I can go back and look at my charts from last
absolutely,
year.
Absolutely, Glenn. That is consistency is the key. And a lot of people forget that and they don't understand, well, what's happening? You have to be consistent.
Oh, yeah. People are, you know, I have people ask me about podcasts and I tell them right up, look, I'm relatively still new at this. I know we've been doing it about 19 months, but I will tell you this, that you have got to be consistent. Be consistent. And there's two areas that you need to be consistent in.
Consistent.
if you're going to be on a certain time, a certain day, a certain time, make sure you are on at that day and at that time. Because people are not going to look for you.
No, they'll look for you once, and they're not going to continually look for you. Yeah.
No. They want to know when you're on, and then they're going to tune in. It's like Man Cave. You just heard Man Cave earlier. He just calls in because he knows we're going to be on. He knows we're going to be there. You know,
and
there was a podcaster. Yeah, talk to you later, buddy. There was a podcaster that says, well, it's easy for you because you're retired. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm not working a job. But you can still pick a day and a time that you're going to do your podcast and make sure you're consistent to that. And then people know when you're going to be on. I'm going to be on Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
It means that you're lowering, like, let's say you want to start out 5 days a week, but you know you're probably not going to be able to make it all those 5 days. start off with the days that you know that you're going to be there consistently.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
see how it works and add the rest of the days.
The second thing you need to be consistent with is your vision. The vision you have for your podcast. Stay doing what you want to do. I mean, you know, you have a mission, you have a vision for your podcast. Stay true to your mission and your vision. You know, don't be flopping from here to there, don't be jumping all over, you know, if you're going to do news and current events, do news and current events. If you're going to be just a talk show, be a talk show. If you're going to do sports, then do sports, you know, just be consistent. Consistency appeals to a lot of people. And I got to say, we are here at the Old Man's Podcast are very fortunate. We are very fortunate. I'm retired. Dina Joe is basically retired. Eric is basically free every day. So we're able to do what we do because we're not fighting jobs and all that other stuff. You know, we can be consistent. So, you know, just be consistent. And another thing is don't give up.
Yeah. Just, one of us will always be there for sure.
Yeah. Just keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. Keep moving forward. And have a blast, have fun. You know, I remember having this kind of talk with our little friend in India, Tammy, when she was starting out. We remember Dina Joe, yes. We told her, be mm-hmm. consistent, have fun, be consistent, have fun. And now look at her little YouTube channel is really starting to kick off. Man, I was looking at the people viewing her show. Her viewership is really picking up. But why? Because she's consistent.
Mm-hmm.
She's consistent and she's doing it. So be encouraged. You know, these are the things you need to start thinking about because, you know, 2022 is right around the corner. And now's the time to start thinking about what do I want to accomplish in 2022? What do I want to do? And start looking.
Hi, Baram.
And I will tell you this. You know, our email address. The Old Man's Podcast, all lowercase, @gmail.com. If you've got any questions in that on podcasting and that, I'm not an expert by no means, but I do have a little understanding on how to make mine work. And if I can help any of you guys, just email me, ask the questions, and I'll do what I can do, you know, just help you, just give you some kind of direction and help you, that kind of stuff, you know. Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. In the overall landscape, a podcast with 30 downloads an episode and a podcast of 300 downloads are the same on the business side or lack of business interest anyway. Yeah, could be. I don't know.
Yeah, Baram, you ours go back on Sunday. This coming
Yeah,
Sunday.
We haven't moved then yet. We'll, ours go back on
then
Sunday.
Then we'll be Ashley just came in. Matt Cave just came in and said the same thing. Yeah, we forgot that it's this Sunday ours will be back and then yeah. We'll all be on the same.
And we'll all be here together again as normal.
Yeah.
Well,
Sunday.
Dina Joe. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Dina Joe, you ready?
Sure.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
I think so.
5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is?
Rock. What time is
it's
it?
It's time for Dina Joe's Today in Music History. Really good. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries.
And get some onion rings.
A couple of root beer floats to wash it down with. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Joe.
Woo-hoo! All right. Woo. All right, we're going to start in the year. Let's make sure I'm on the right date. Yep, November 2nd, 1963. We're going to start with Folk Music in the Air as Peter, Paul, and Mary's album In the Wind hits number one in America. The lead-off single of Bob Dylan's Blowin' in the Wind sold a phenomenal 300,000 copies in the first week of its release. On July 13th, 1963, it reached number two on the Billboard Pop Charts, with the sales exceeding 1 million copies. It spent 5 weeks atop of the Easy Listening charts. The second single from the album, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right, another song by Dylan, peaked at number two on the adult contemporary charts and number nine on the pop charts. Here is Peter, Paul, and Mary with Blowin' in the Wind from their album In the Wind.
Whatever happened to folk music? Is it still out there?
It always told a story. I like it.
It did, yeah. They're storytellers. Exactly. Before they call him a man. Peter, Paul, and Mary. Blowing in the wind. Did you know these people were together for a real long time, too?
Yeah.
Peter, Paul, and Mary, blowing in the wind.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to go to the year 1968. And I don't know if you had a chance to see this video, but it was pretty cool. The black and white video for this song. Jose Feliciano's Yuka. Unique rendition of the Star Spangled Banner, which he performed on an acoustic guitar before Game 5 of the World Series on October 7th, entered the Hot 100 at number 89, making it the first version of the U.S. national anthem to hit the chart. It peaked at number 50. Many singers since then have added their own flavor to the song. The next would be Whitney Houston at the Super Bowl performance of 1991, which hit number 20. But here is the first person to do it, Jose Feliciano with the Star Spangled Banner. Welcome back to Austin.
So the uniqueness about this is that he put his own spin on it.
Right.
Can you see?
He was the first to do that.
By the dawn.
And it was the first to show up in the charts.
What so proudly we hailed. And the twilight light.
Jose Feliciano, the Star Spangled Banner.
And bright stars.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the national anthem, and when I found this, I listened to it all the way through, and I went, man, that's he did a good job.
Huh?
Yeah, really, and that's interesting that this is the time when, right after this, then everybody started doing their own little spin on it and making it their own. So that was good.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, we're going to go to the year 1972. Carly Simon releases You're So Vain. The person Simon is singing about in the song remains a mystery, as she had never been made, it had never made clear who she wrote it about. Rumors included Warren Beatty, Kris Kristofferson, Cat Stevens, and Mick Jagger, all of whom she had affairs with. Simon had been elusive and changed her story a bit when she asked the question about the song. Strange considering the name of the title. In 1974, she told Modern Hi-Fi and Music, "The song is about a lot of people. I mean, I can think of a lot of people. The actual examples that I've used in the song are from my imagination. But the stimulus is directly from a couple of different stories. It is not just one particular person." Here is Carly Simon with You're So Vain.
So she was the original Taylor Swift.
I guess so, right? And that would be funny because Taylor Swift, I guess, sung her song or inducted her into the Hall of Fame, one or another, on the Hall of Fame this past week.
That's funny.
He walked in to the party.
You know, when I heard, when the controversial was going on about it, you know, about who is she singing about, who is she, I remember saying, hey, she ain't singing about anybody. That's the draw to the song. Everybody's trying to figure out who she's singing about.
Oh.
Okay. It'll end up being nobody in particular.
Oh, right.
You're so
she
vain.
She does have a great voice.
Carly. Yes, she does. Carly Simon.
I remember.
And this is from her album, No Secrets.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. 1974. Kristofferson steals Nash and Young greatest hits album so far, goes number one in America. So far is the fourth album by Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Their third, the fourth album by Crosby, Stills and Nash, the third by Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, and the first compilation album released by the group. Shipping as a gold record and peaking at number one on the Billboard Top Pop album chart. It was the band's third album to do so in a row. It has been certified 6 times platinum by the RIAA and is second best-selling album by the group, who had not been released as, they had not released an album since 1970. Unfortunately, long-standing squabbles resurfaced and the new album and tour did not materialize. Here is Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young with Teach the Children.
Like that steel guitar work.
Yeah.
You who are on the road must have a code.
Great harmonies.
Yeah, they really did sing good together. I guess they didn't get along that well.
Yeah. They sound great. They sound great really together, but the egos wouldn't let them go on. Yeah.
Welcome, Miss Grace, woman bless.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Teach Your Children.
All right. Year 1985 brings us American R&B singer and songwriter Stevie Wonder. Hits number one on the Hot 100 with Part-Time Lover, 22 years after his first topped the charts in 1963. The song became Wonder's final number one hit to date. The song's chart success made Wonder the first artist to score a number one hit on four different Billboard charts. Here is Stevie Wonder with Part-Time Lover.
He didn't have any more top. He didn't have any more top 100s after this. I mean,
yep, nope.
Number ones, I guess.
Yeah, no.
Interesting.
Welcome, HDQ. Hi, Vicky Jackson.
This is Stevie Wonder, Part-Time Lover, from the album In Square Circle. Thanks, Stevie.
Yeah. All right. Some more soul coming to us in the year 1995. Soul Train celebrates its 25 years on the air with guest appearances by Al Green, Diana Ross, Patti LaBelle, and Bill Withers. And we're going to go with Bill Withers and Mr. Bill Withers and his song Lean On Me. It was released on April of 1972 as the first single from his second album, Still Bill. When asked what the meaning of the song, his response to the song was very broad. As people from just about any background can relate to the lyrics, Withers told Song Facts, it's a rural song that translates across demographic lines. Who could argue with the fact that everybody needs somebody? My experience is there were always people that way. There were always people from the South on both sides that would help cross racial lines to help each other. Here is Bill Withers with Lean On Me.
Now, didn't you? Isn't this song special to you? Isn't your dad?
Yeah, my dad. Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love. Well, here it is. Withers. Lean On Me, Bill Withers. This is from the album The Best of Bill Withers.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain, we all have sorrow.
Bill Withers, Lean On Me. What a great song. Great song. Good meaning.
Yeah, we need a lot of all those, pulling all those great songs out and, and just going up and down those streets on a loudspeaker playing them.
Exactly. Ears.
All right, guys, you're going to hate me. We're going to end today, this day in music history, with an earworm. Okay, I'm giving you.
Don't tell them. Don't tell them what it is.
No. Okay. Thanks to a swell of views from children's homes during the coronavirus pandemic, Baby Shark, 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 Shark takes over Despacito, I'm sorry, as the most viewed video in YouTube history with over 9 billion views.
Holy moly.
Baby Shark is a children's song associated with the dance originating in a campfire song, Baby Shark became well known in 2016 when Pinkfong, a South Korean entertainment company, Pinkfong's version became the most viewed YouTube video of all time. So here is Pinkfong with Baby Shark, 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 Shark.
And don't hate us because this song gets stuck in your head.
Shake it, shake it. Woo!
Turn it up.
Baby shark.
Come on, everybody.
Daddy shark.
I gotta admit, when I saw the list, I went, "Are you kidding me?"
Oh, poor Steptoe is just in time. All the rest.
Just in time. Yeah, buddy.
Welcome, PL. Yes, welcome.
That's a great
through you, Tuttles. Oh, gosh.
Great listening, Joe. Great
You're
list.
Welcome.
Good job.
Now, if you want to hear Baby Shark in its entirety, tune in on Friday. Maybe you'll see it.
No, they should be able to because it's they should be able to hear it before the night's over. Yeah, I think it's our limit. That was great. What a fun song. That's some crazy stuff. Yeah, to Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific time, we'll be doing all, going back, and Dina Joe will be presenting all these Today in Music History songs from this week. And it's just be fun. Baby Shark.
I know.
I was going to try to cleanse everybody's mind by doing the Fish Head song, but I couldn't find it quick enough.
Oh. Well, I was thinking, since we did Fish Head, we can do Baby Sharks.
So, yeah, yeah, that's right, because Fish Head was one of the songs on Today in History a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I think so, yep. Yeah, it was. It was funny.
I didn't know the group's name was Pinkfong.
What? I know, when I saw that, I was like, what kind of
name? Not Pink Floyd, Pinkfong.
That's funny. Well, I got to admit something. Well, you know, the way the wind blows in our neighborhood here, it blows from south to north, and Bob's got this big old pine tree sitting there, you know, in his yard on our property line, and it blows all the crap out of that tree into my yard. All the broken limbs, branches, pine cones, pine needles. Everything comes into my yard, and our yard looked like a stinking debris field from a hurricane from these winds that we've had, you know. So I'm working on my truck because I had to replace the battery, and I had to do some work on my cold air filter system on it. So I'm working on my truck in my garage, and I walked outside and I noticed that, you know, 90% of the debris was picked up, was cleaned up, and Bob was in his yard, and I went, now I got to go at least thank him for picking up the stuff in my yard, you know? So I go over, hey, Bob. Oh, hi. Hey. I go, hey, thanks for picking up the stuff from your tree in my yard.
JFJ.
Thanks for picking up all the crap from your tree in my yard. He goes, oh, yeah, no problem. And I got stuck talking to Bob and being nice with Bob for about a half hour.
My poor guy. Poor guy, man. Having to be neighborly.
Having to be nice. And then Grammy saw me and she goes, oh, so you were being nice to your buddy. Yes, I was, because he helped us out. And so I had to go over, and then, you know, you just can't talk to Bob. Bob's got to show you everything that goes on. Yeah. No, he didn't ask about any, possums.
Yeah.
He had to show me his concrete work. He had to show me what's going on in his house, his backyard, on the side of his house. Yeah, good. All right. Yeah, Bob, I got to go get my truck back together. I got to get out of here. Thanks. Talk to you later. Bye bye. Oh. So I had to be nice. So I had to go in there and undo some of the bad karma that I had going around me because of the dead possums and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun. It was a fun conversation. It was a fun time. We had a good time. Good conversation. We were laughing, having a good time. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, boy, if there's another possum in my yard, buddy, you've got him. Yep, so I just wanted to let everybody know, especially the Slap Squad. Yeah, look, CJ, baby, that was your random act of kindness. Yes, mm-hmm. It was. Had to undo some of that bad JoJo that's floating around, you know, get back onto the good side of the karma scale. but it was okay. It was fun. But I had to tell you. Grammy was laughing at me.
Yeah.
She goes, see, now that didn't hurt, did it? Did that hurt you? No, it felt weird, though.
Felt weird. You're out of control.
And she goes, come here. Let me get you a soda because you were nice.
Oh, she got rewarded.
Yeah.
She was laughing so hard. She called me when you were stuck over there at his house. She's like,
what?
She called me. You never guess what. I'm like, what? And she said, the old man stuck over with Bob. He was being nice. Hi, DeGray. He was being nice because Bob cleaned up the yard and then Bob got a hold of him. And he's getting stuck with him. Hi, Bill.
That little tattletale. Oh, my God. And you two were probably just a laughing.
I was. I was cracking up. I was like, did he show him that? Did he find any dead bones? Did he find any dead bones? Did he find any bones in his yard? Did he bring over some strange bones?
Possum bones?
Yeah.
Hey, look, I found this little pile of bones in my corner of my yard right here. This chicken. No, that's not chicken, Bob. Those are possum bones.
Oh, and how would you know that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I would have said. Yeah, then he would have started putting two to two together. So anyway, I did my little random act of kindness, and I gotta admit, you know, it felt kind of good. It felt fun. It felt good. It's not like I'm gonna go over there and live in his backyard now, but I mean, you know. So we had that little good thing happen. So do it. Get out there and do your little random acts of kindness.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you got to swallow your pride.
Welcome back, Asha. Oh, he's back. Did he find something?
I don't know. Nothing.
Well, keep trying.
Man. Not as good as throwing bones. Oh, no, I never threw bones.
Just
I didn't
bloody leaves.
I threw bodies. I threw possum bodies.
He threw the whole body over there, then it turned to bones. he sent the decaying body over there.
Yeah, I put one right out where I figured he'd see it. I mean, I didn't hide it. It was like,
does he not have windows that he can see what's going on in his backyard? Like things, huge.
Not on the side. Well, it's on the side of his house, not on the side of his house. The one that went into his backyard was actually alive.
You're welcome.
It was alive. And it was playing possum in my yard, and I had to get it up out of the yard. This thing was like about a 20-pound possum. This thing was huge. And I had to get a shovel underneath it and pry it up off the ground because they grip the grass really hard. They're playing dead, but they're gripping the grass so they can't be moved. So I finally got him up, and I put him through a little opening in the side – Bob's yard and my yard. There was a little opening there between the fence and the shrubbery that Bob had. So I shoved him off over in there by his shed, figuring that once he came to, he'd crawl underneath Bob's shed and live there for forever. Because Bob has a nice yard, good buffet for animals like that. But the dead one I put beside a pallet that was leaning up against his fence on the side of his yard. I mean, it was right there, plain sight, right there. And he'd walk around and he didn't notice it for 6 weeks.
Oh, well, maybe he needs glasses, poor Bob.
I don't know.
He needs to get his eyes checked.
I wonder, I often wondered if he ever was wondering why when he's out on the side of his house working, I'd be out there looking, you know, and I'd go in. I'd tell Grammy, I'd say, he hasn't even noticed that possum yet. It's still there. And she goes, you're kidding. No, it's still there. I see it.
Oh, God. Terrible.
I know. 6 weeks.
Yeah, you'd figure after 6 weeks it'd start to decay and all that
smell.
Stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah. Gross. Well, maybe that's how
he
knows.
That's why I said he needs his eyes and his nose checked.
I don't know. But
I'd be able to smell it. Ugh.
You know, and he's done some nice stuff for his yard. He's got a little concrete slab next to his driveway now so he can put his truck over there instead of having his truck parked on the side of the road. Because he was saying that it was getting vandalized. It was getting vandalized. No. Why were I putting him on this on the side of his house? Because there's no windows there and he couldn't see me.
Yeah. That's why, because he's being sneaky.
And what was I supposed to do with a dead possum, Sonda? I didn't have no place to put him. I couldn't
in a trash bag.
I wasn't gonna put him in my trash, so I put him over there to Bob. See, I wanted to see how long Bob would. I wanted to see how long it would take Bob to notice him.
Hi, Joss. Welcome.
And in the trash.
Enough already. Welcome.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. But anyway, he was having problems with people vandalizing his truck, he said, so he got it off the side of the road beside his driveway. So I would throw the 6 week decay back in your yard. Sonda. But how would you have known I did it? No, he would have he should have just did it to be mean. I don't know.
Because of where it landed. Jeez. Put one and one together. I'd figure it out. I'd throw it right over. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
He has been getting some downloads from Washington.
All right. Well, we get a little bit of a report from Man Cave on his magnetic fishing. We only have a few more minutes to go, Man Cave. What's up? How'd you do?
Hey, nothing.
Oh.
Just leave. But you know what? I'm going to get another half an hour and then I'll get going. I thought this place would be a good place. It's let me down. It's let me down.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You know, it's going to be hard to top that. It's going to be hard to top that wheelbarrow. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I know. I found a kettle and a wheelbarrow. They're my two favorite claims to fame. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, no crown jewels yet. No crown jewels yet, DeGroote. He's looking.
No, never know.
Well, we're hoping and pushing for you that you get a big payday. You know, you find something, a chest full of jewels and that kind of stuff. That'd be awesome.
Could you imagine?
Oh, Tuttles, did you ever find your fishing pole? I wonder if you ever.
Oh, that's right. It was Tuttles that lost his fishing pole and he was trying to find it with a magnet fishing.
His wife's favorite fishing pole.
See, step two got a horseshoe.
No.
See, they meant to give you a good look. They are. If you hang it on your door, but you've got to hang it right way up. If you hang it upside down, it's bad luck. Apparently.
Well, what's upside down?
What it might be the other way.
Is the opening to the top or opening to the bottom?
Opening to the top.
That's upside down, or that's good. That's the way it's supposed to be hung.
That's supposed to be good luck with it. The
yeah,
the
that's what I'm saying. If it's hung up
like a U,
yeah, if it's hung up like a U.
Oh, okay.
Bloody hell!
I don't need any more bad luck than I got. You know, so same argument. He'll hang it sideways.
Yeah, let's just go 50-50 on that one then, shall we? Then step two. Why not? Jeez.
Oh man.
Now wait a minute. I thought you found one too, Asha. Didn't you find a horseshoe?
A horseshoe?
No, I've never found a horseshoe.
Oh, I thought you found a really old horseshoe.
I found a really old kettle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, from that boat that capsized or sunk, right? Yeah.
Yeah, a boat sunk. The mattress springs out of it as well, but
yeah,
that was gonna want them some rusty mattress springs. Excuse me, there's a train going by.
Oh wow.
What the heck was that? What just went by you?
A train, he said.
Oh geez.
Freight train's just gone by.
Oh.
Now, if I throw my magnet and it get caught on one of them, I'd definitely find something, but I'd be pulled along by 100 miles.
Yeah, so you'd be like, woo! There goes the man cave.
Yeah, nice to see you guys.
Yeah, really, really.
I'll send you a picture of where I'm at now. So it's nice and peaceful where I'm at right now.
Good times, good times. Oh, well, listen, man, thanks for that little report. It's time for us to kind of get out of here. You got any final words you want to share with everybody, Man Cave, before you get out of here?
Pressure makes diamonds, and give love, get love, and never forget those who come from above.
There you go.
That's
everybody.
What I say to that Man one. Cave Sounds.
Check out Man Cave Sounds. Check out his music on the Mixcloud. And you can also find him on the WESN Epic Strategies Network. Oh, radio station too. Yeah, I was listening to what he's got going on over there. Anyway, that's it for us. We're out of here. Run out of time already. Man, thanks for joining us, everybody. Check us out. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. And, hey, Man Cave, you guys still use the term knock up when you're waking somebody up?
Knocker-uppers. He keeps telling everybody we're going to knock you up.
Do you still say you're going to knock
you up? Knock you up means that you're going to get someone pregnant. So
that's what I said.
you're going to knock them up. That's a bit of a dodgy one.
He's like, we're going to be your knocker-uppers. I'm like, no, that doesn't sound right.
everyone is going to get everyone pregnant.
Waking people up.
Yeah. None of that.
Nah, you're on your own for that one, mate. Have a good one, though. Take care of yourselves.
Bye, Ashley.
Eric, you want to plug some shows real quick?
Well, in daytime, you've got Milk Dog. Be on lookout for him, as well as be on lookout should John DeVito do any impromptu shows, as well as in primetime tonight, Spanky and Scooter are on at a new time now of 8:30 p.m. Eastern time instead of 9:30 p.m. But, of course, Slightly Serious will be on at 9:30 as always, and for our big trivia show. And of course, you might even have in late night the It's Doomsday podcast.
You too, Gina.
Crazy Train and Coltrane and a few other friends. And then hopefully Ralph is back with us again tomorrow morning. And I know we're back for our Hump Day show tomorrow. And Frankie D and Slacker 82 Alpha, and The Swamp Doesn't Lie coming up later in the week.
Sure. And don't forget, you got the Gray Areas podcast. Check him out. Check out his little brief rants of the day. You can find him on TikTok, on Instagram. Wolf T. Price, they got their podcast up going. Check him. Don't forget Sonda, Van Life Pantries. Got her podcast going. There's a whole bunch of podcasts out there that'll go. Lady Me. A lot of them. A lot of good podcasts out there. Hey, but remember, thanks for starting your day off with the Old Man's Podcast with Dina Joe and Eric. We love it. Thank you, everybody, for coming in and checking us out. Be back tomorrow. We got our Wednesday show tomorrow. Yeah. Wednesday show tomorrow. And then don't forget our music show on Friday. And before we go.
Yes.
A final word from Dina Jones.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us today. We love you guys so much, and we hope to see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. Hi, bands! It's been forever since we've seen you, and now we're closing our show. Sorry. Anyway, everybody, have a good rest of your day. Bye!
Dina Jo. Yeah, bands, good to see you. That's another guy with a podcast too, right there. Yeah. All right, everybody. Thanks. Have a great day. Do random acts of kindness. Be out there and make people smile. Be nice. Be nice out there. We're out of here. Have a great week. We'll talk to you
later.
Later, everybody.
Later, Gators.